News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, reduced government grants are being blamed for the fact that new EV sales have further slumped. They've been falling for a while now, but they've further slumped by over 25% now so far this year. And Nadia Adan, who's the owner of Ashford Motors and social media star, in fairness, joins us this morning. Nadia, do you think it's all down to grants why people aren't buying EVs?
Hi, good morning, guys. I think that's a very small aspect of it. And to be fair to you, I'm not against EVs. It's just currently the way my business is set up, I couldn't sell them. I wouldn't be in business too long if I wasn't open and transparent. And that's what my findings have been. I've been lucky in the past to have worked as an analyst, so I can look at past market trends and kind of look at future trends. At this stage, I think people's wallets are telling the story here, and the horse has truly bolted from the stable. And even SAMI are calling for the government to intervene in the upcoming budget,
okay,
which I think will be crucial.
Right. So if cost isn't the factor, like so it's not like the grants, if the grants were bigger, would reduce cost. So if cost isn't the factor, what is it? Range anxiety, crappy resale value? What is it?
It's everything you've said. It's the infrastructure. So I always use this as an example with Norway because we're the same population as them. They have 25,000 charging points in the whole of Norway. We have 1,900 in Ireland, and that includes rural Ireland. It's skilled labour. You know, I'm a secondhand car dealer, and I'm even finding it tough to get mechanics that will deal with an EV battery if it comes into me after manufacturer warranty.
Okay.
All the young mechanics are leaving, you know, our shores to go for a better life, a cheaper life. So it's a lot of these things. It's the government that really needs to push the national rollout for the infrastructure. You know, they were too expensive to be priced with. And to be fair, iced cars were really expensive as well in the pandemic years, and we've seen them come out. But initially, EVs came out and they're way too expensive and they've lost so much.
So they're very dear to start off with. They don't hold their resale value. There's no infrastructure, so people have range anxiety. Is it just too soon for us to get on board with them, that it's cart before horse kind of stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's the cart before the horse on this one. And in theory, it's a great idea, but just in practice. And I'm not saying it doesn't work for everyone, because clearly there are people that say, you know, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. But those people have a lot of things set up in their lives,
right,
with solar panels,
really,
and their own houses.
Because there's definitely something going on. The sales are slumping. But look, thank you very much for joining us on that. That is Nadia Adan, their owner of Ashford Motors and social media star.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.